Christine Lynn says her community feels powerless, despite being home to a nuclear plant that provides electricity to over 2 million Illinois homes. Lynn is the president of the Byron School Board, and she's spent the last year signing witness slips and writing advocacy letters to lawmakers, stressing the urgency to save the plant.
I'm still optimistic, but I probably have never been more anxious.
Exelon announced plans last summer to shutter that power station and one in Dresden this September. The billion-dollar energy giant just filed paperwork to deactivate one of the two cooling towers at the Byron facility. Here's Exelon breaking down the science behind cooling towers and how nuclear is clean energy.
It's water vapor coming out of those cooling towers. No radioactivity, no pollution, no carbon. It's just water.
Pure H2O, which means zero emissions.
Byron residents have created a Byron Station Response Committee and a website called Save Illinois Nuclear Power. Former students have posted videos to the site talking about the opportunities they've had in Byron and how the nuclear plant plays a big role in supporting community programs.
Byron Station contributes greatly to our schools, forest preserves, recreational facilities, and so much more. There are a lot of impacts that would result in the closing of the Byron Station that you could see in studies and hear on the news. But I wanted to remind everyone that at the end of the day, it will affect a lot of people. People of every age.
Thousands of jobs are on the line, and Lynn says the ripple effects extend out to everything from business to education.
I'm on a school board where we have 74% of our income comes from the tax revenue from that plant. So, I mean, we will be hit hard. It will be devastating to us.
After the closure announcement, the Byron School District ran the numbers on what districts around them received in local taxes and state funding, and Lynn says it would take years to make up the funding if not for immediate state intervention.
There is a fatal flaw in evidence-based funding formula, and that is it's not responsive. There is no metric for what you do when a district loses in the extreme amount that we would be losing.
She says they could use some of that immediate state intervention now. They had hoped that the Climate Union Jobs Act would pass during the legislative session, but that deadline came and went. Then lawmakers met in Springfield in early June, but still couldn't reconcile their differences over the bill.
All of the people, the environmentalists, the unions, the governor's office, the legislators, they all need to understand that there is a sense of urgency here.
Fossil fuels have been a major roadblock in the state negotiations, particularly as Illinois wants to phase them out by 2030. And the proposed bill would close the Prairie State coal plant in a bit over a decade.
I understand that those communities are probably in the same boat as we are, right? They rely on those generation facilities for their tax basis, for their work. But the phase out for them is not weeks, it's years.
If the nuclear stations close, it could set back the state's clean energy timeline. 54% of electricity in Illinois comes from nuclear. Illinois would either have to rely more on fossil fuels to make up the difference or import energy from other states at high prices. Exelon wants to close the plants because they say the energy market is unfair and not profitable. So they're seeking nearly $700 million worth of state subsidies to keep them open. And the state subsidies for the utility company could result in higher electricity prices for customers. Lynn says the school district and families probably feel the weights of the time limit more than politicians writing the legislation. But that doesn't mean their state lawmakers have ignored Byron. She says representatives like Tom Demmer and Dave Vella have been helpful through the process. Local organizers will continue holding events to help raise awareness and get the bill passed. But there are only weeks to spare. And lawmakers could be called to Springfield any day to vote on the plan to decide the future of green energy in Illinois. I'm Peter Medlin.